Good morning once again, everybody. And happy Father's Day to you men out there. This morning's sermon text is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 1. It reads, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding." Fatherhood is a blessing from God, and it should be cherished. Men are the leaders of the family. God had established that headship role for men. We are called to reflect the character of God the Father through modeling His only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus, in the Gospels, demonstrates to us who the Father is, what He's like. Jesus said to His disciples, "If you had known me, you would have known the Father also. And from now on, you know Him and have seen Him." Because Jesus represents the Father God perfectly. Hebrews 1:3 states that Jesus is the express image of the Father. This means that Jesus is the exact representation of the Father. He is exact qualities of the Father, characteristics of the Father. Excuse my voice. So if you want to know the qualities of the Father, look to Jesus. Brothers and sisters, but particularly men, as fathers, the question is, how well do you represent the Father or Jesus to your families, to your children? Of course, as human fathers, we do it imperfectly. However, that allows us to grow in God's wisdom and likeness as believers. So let us turn to the instruction book in the Bible called Proverbs, inspired by God, authored by Solomon. This is the book of wisdom. When studying the book of Proverbs, you may notice that Solomon provides many contrasts in this book. God's wisdom is often represented as the wise woman. And on the other hand, immoral behavior is referred to as the forbidden woman. Strange, foolish. So many contrasting distinctions are made to demonstrate that one builds up your life God's way and the other tears it down the devil's way. So choose wisely. But today we're going to settle in the book of Proverbs chapter 4. And I want to identify three important traits to not only lead your family, but for your children to lead their future families, one generation to the next. And the first point I want to talk about, which is emphasized a few times, is to get wisdom. So I want to begin reading Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. It reads, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, 'Let your heart retain my words, keep my commands and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you.' Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. She will deliver you." Thompson's Bible defines wisdom as the ability to discern between right and wrong. And yes, that is true from an overarching perspective. But what about a deeper biblical perspective? Because many people have wisdom in a worldly sense. Non-believers can live a sensible life, avoiding some of the foolish things in life by staying out of trouble and going about their daily business. However, the wisdom that the author is stressing to chase is divine wisdom. A wisdom with reverence for the creator of the world and creator of life itself. A wisdom that has fear of the Lord and a deep sense of respect. Get the wisdom that guides you to live by living by divine standards and having the same viewpoint as God on all the issues of life. Get the divine wisdom, which is unto salvation, which the Lord gives liberally and without reproach. Divine wisdom is immovable, unshakable. It is the anchor of our lives. On the other hand, worldly wisdom is the complete opposite, because it moves with the changing times, the shifting cultures, cancel culture. Wisdom is where one is tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, by men who are under the sway of the evil one. Men, avoid that wisdom for you and your family. When Solomon was a young king, God appeared to him in a dream and asked, "What shall I give you?" And Solomon didn't request anything for himself selfishly, because he knew and he understood his responsibility as king, not leading his people, but God's people. So he asked for one thing: wisdom. He wanted God's wisdom to be able to distinguish between good and evil, to guide him, to aid him in guidance for the Lord's people. He didn't want worldly wisdom. He wanted to lead people, God's people, the divine way. And God's way may seem foolish to the world, but true wisdom is from God. It is from above. Jesus is our wisdom. God's wisdom is more valuable than any earthly treasure that you would possess. Proverbs 8 says, "Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge other than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her." You were given wisdom unto salvation. Brothers and sisters, you received the invitation. You heard that still small voice within. God spoke through the prophet Isaiah, and he said, "Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make you an everlasting covenant. I will make an everlasting covenant with you." Again, true wisdom is from above. And the wisdom is the word of God. Wisdom is not in these so-called geniuses. Stephen Hawking, who despite his physical limitations, had one of the greatest minds in modern history, according to the world. Yet he frequently argued that the universe could be explained by the laws of physics without the need of a divine creator. Wisdom apart from God is foolish. Sadly, Stephen Hawking's great mind and knowledge and wisdom is now apart from God eternally because of his rejection of God. Only fools despise the wisdom and knowledge of God. The Apostle Paul wrote, "To avoid worldly wisdom and the philosophy of men, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." The Apostle Paul said, "Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. For it is written, 'He catches the wise in their own craftiness.' And again, 'The Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile.'" Therefore, let no one boast in men. Men, make a declaration for your family, as Joshua did, and said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Make a choice that resists the worldly temptations, changing standards. Remain firm in the Lord, for he is our wisdom. Remain firm in the immovable, unshakable foundation found only in Christ, for he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is a man I know who grew up hating the thought of gay men sleeping with one another. As a matter of fact, he almost failed to graduate high school because he threatened to beat up another gay man trying to make advances towards him. He despised homosexuality. Well, this man eventually got married, and he had sons of his own. Well, one of his sons in his teenage years identified himself as gay and started bringing home his male partner. So what started out for this man who grew up hating the sin of homosexuality has now become okay with it and even embraces the lifestyle because of his son. Friends, as Christians, we are not against any people. All people are our mission field, but we should stand firm against sinful behaviors and sinful lifestyles. Hate the sin, but not the sinner. Stay humble in your walk, because even as a Christian, we could easily fall into any sin in a moment of weakness. We know it's hard to stay clean in this dirty world, but we are commanded to turn from a lifestyle of sin. Repent. And here is a situation where this man didn't lead his family even up to his own moral standards of righteousness. You know, one could still be a loving parent without having to be an advocate for their children's life, sinful lifestyle. So what happened? The deceptions of Satan now lead that household. This man went with the culture. What is considered sin in the eyes of God, Satan flips, turns it into a good thing. This is what happens when one fails to embrace the Lord, to embrace God's wisdom for your life, for your family. This is why we see a pleading from Solomon to his children. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forget her, for she will preserve you. Love her and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. The important thing about wisdom is not to forget it. Forsake it, but keep it and apply it to your lives, because there is a big difference in knowing what to do and doing what you know. Nobody plans on leaving or forsaking God. Nobody. Especially Solomon, the wisest of them all. Moral decline doesn't just happen in a snap of the finger. It happens over time. A slow fade when you give yourself away, Casting Crowns song. But if you practice what you know and understand it, it will keep you. Proverbs 4, 10 through 13. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. The next point is, do not walk in the way of evil. Proverbs 4, verses 14 through 19 read, do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. Man, evil associations have destroyed lives, ruined families. The Bible gives us clear instruction to not walk in the way of evil. The reason being is because choosing actions or behaviors that are not in the will of God will only hinder you in one shape or form, or even worse, destroy God's blessing that He's bestowed upon you called family. King Solomon was the wisest man besides Jesus to walk this planet. Yet even in all his wisdom, he ruined his life. He married many foreign women that have turned him away from the Lord. Yes, it was a slow fade. It was one small compromise after another. But after a while, those small compromises add up to big changes. Eventually, Solomon started to follow many false foreign gods. He's building idolatrous statues. And as a result, God stripped him of his kingdom. God's judgment came in the form of Solomon's adversaries, which broke the kingdom apart. Friends, do not walk in the way of evil. It can break your family apart as well. Do not think that you are wiser than Solomon and that you can get away with walking in the way of evil. Your sins will find you out. That is why we resist temptation. Flee from it, because you can get caught up in it and tangled in it. 1 Corinthians 15:33 reads, "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits." Proverbs 13:20, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." Teach your children to flee, avoid, turn away from evil associations. Sadly, we're seeing more and more father and sons get arrested as tag teams in some kind of criminal activity nowadays. Men of God, teach your children to be wise in selecting friendships. The righteous should choose their friends carefully, for the way of the wicked will lead them astray. Toxic friendships are no good for anyone, especially for your easily impressionable kids. You help give them their identity. You help lead them in the way of the Lord. Don't put your head in the sand when it involves their friendships. Ask about them, probe them about their friendships. Be the man to step in and stop them from entering the pollution, destroying or indoctrinating our children. Be the man, the guidance for your kids' lives. Otherwise, they will find a sense of belonging with someone else, with some other gang. Proverbs says, "My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, 'Come with us,' let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol. And whole they, like those who go down to the pit, we shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast your lot among us. Let us all have one purse." My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Fathers, take an active role in your children's lives. Otherwise, they won't let you in on the issues of their lives. The way of darkness is always marked with counterfeits. Counterfeits that latch on to your children. Lust imitates love. Pride imitates joy. Sin imitates freedom. And Satan imitates God. Don't be deceived by the counterfeits. Help them walk not in the way of evil. And the last point is, keep your heart with diligence. Proverbs 4:20 through 27 read, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from your deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Keep your heart with all diligence. Father God, fathers, God has established your role as protector over your home. As a godly father, your mission is to stop evil things from getting in. However, the problem with many men is a lack of discipline, or compromising on what the word or truth means to your life, and in turn, those things infect your family. As I spoke of earlier, I ask Christian men, how is your homeland security? Are the walls of truth surrounding your home coming down? Are you not keeping your heart with all diligence? Proverbs 25:28 reads, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Men, has your defense weakened? Are the boundaries gone? Are your borders secure? Friends, we see the issues that our country faces without walls. The evil just continues to pour in, contributing to the evil already within. Well, your home without those spiritual walls is the same as an open city, always being invaded by Satan, always being attacked. Satan is destroying families, and he does it through so many ways. Through temptations of adultery and porn, through discontentment, busyness, online gaming. He does it through attacking your children's identity, rejecting God's design for their lives. Satan indoctrinates our children through trying to separate them from the faith or disconnect them from God. Satan is desensitizing them to sin. He's hardening their hearts, letting them condone sin, and even celebrate sin, as we see many do this month. Isaiah said, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. The bottom line is Satan is redefining families and breaking them up. Keep your hearts with all diligence rather than just go with the flow. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That is why it's always good to examine ourselves through the word. Humble yourselves. Think about your ways, your time management. Are you redeeming the time? Think about your relationships. Are there some toxic ones to reconsider? And always consider your relationship with the Lord. Most of our problems start with ourselves, from the inside. We're too quick to blame Satan. We're too quick to blame the outside influences, the world, the school system. Let us start with ourselves. So the question is, will you receive the instruction from God or not? Trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. Last scripture is from Ephesians. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. To conclude, men, continue to fight for your family. Fight for your children. Get wisdom. Keep your heart with all diligence and ponder the path of your feet. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. As Christians, as fathers, We ask you to continue to open up our hearts and minds to know and understand your ways, which are higher than ours. Father, we heard a lot of hard truths today that may be uncomfortable to hear, but at the same time, you are our true wisdom. You are the only one who can lead to true peace of mind and soul. Help us through the Spirit to apply these truths in our lives as Christians, as fathers, to fight and protect the blessing you gave us called family. We thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.